Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so take a little break from the basketball because Roberto felt important to offer a PSA. And it was simple. 20 million people are going to watch something we're not going to watch on Sunday. It's one of the biggest programs of the year. And while we're talking about Zion and Stefanski and T-shirt Tommy, Roberto's life centers around something else. Music. So I said, fine, we'll do a one-segment deal here. What are you offering us?
I have some, well, the Grammy Awards are Sunday. And so I have some fun facts and trivia for you guys to test your musical knowledge with these Grammy Award trivia questions.
Knowing that the three of us do not like current music, Sully would have a chance because he's like an 18-year-old girl.
Well, no,
he listens to all the pop stuff.
I made it an equal playing floor. So some of these questions come from the 90s, 80s, 2000s.
Oh, good.
It's a well-rounded
all
trivia.
Right, let's just get into this. Because the faster we get into it, the faster we're done with it.
All right. Here we go.
What the hell is this? What are you in, a tuxedo?
Yeah, it's the Grammys.
All right, here we go. Aces high. My first guest, Frankie Avalon. All right, let's go.
Okay. Now, anybody can just chime in with an answer or a guess whenever they want. Here we go.
This is going to be like the stock exchange. This is going to be screaming.
Who is the most nominated woman in Grammy history?
Wow, that's a great story.
Whitney Houston.
Anybody else?
Aretha Franklin.
Anybody else?
Beyonce.
Sully is correct.
No way. I Beyonce. Picked someone current. Oh, I love this game. What a start.
Oh, God, I hate you. All right, next.
Let's go.
Here we go. Next question. How many Grammys has Kanye West won?
Is this multiple choice?
No.
What am I supposed to just pick a number?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's got to be a...
So how about like the Price is Right, where if David has the highest guess and it's higher, he wins. I mean,
right,
give me something
right, right.
here.
Yeah, whoever's in the most ballpark
right,
range wins.
27.
Am I allowed to ask a question to the question?
No.
Because it matters.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say 4.
What? I said 20. I said 27.
27. 7.
I'll say even 20.
That again would make Sully the winner.
Why?
Kanye West has won 21 Grammys.
Damn. Hey, wait a minute. Why'd you make fun of 27?
More than the Beatles.
That's because the Beatles suck.
That's why my question mattered, because it was it just an artist or him as a writer?
Anytime his name is on the award, that counts.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's lost his mind. They ought to take all of them from him. Next.
Give me my steak, medium well.
Well, that reminds, okay, with that, because here's another one. Who is the only artist to have their Grammy taken away from them?
I don't know. Give me multiple choice.
Why would you get a Grammy taken away from you? Because you did something wrong.
I got it. Milli Vanilli.
That's right. There you go.
God, don't you two feel stupid.
Okay. How about this one?
Leave me alone. That's the one I'm going to get right. They lip-synced, Mike. He didn't even know who Milli Vanilli is.
No clue.
I'm still in the lead.
Sully's still in the lead.
All right.
Bang! Okay.
Which rapper has had 17 nominations but no wins?
Tom Gores.
17 nominations, never a winner. The Susan Lucci of the Grammys.
Who the hell is Susan Lucci?
She's the soap actress that never won a Golden Globe.
Oh, David breaking my balls because I don't watch soap operas.
All right, nobody has a guess?
Well, you gotta make these multiple choice.
I'll guess Jay-Z.
Okay, anybody else?
Ludacris.
Okay.
Ludacris? I don't 50 Cent.
Okay, the answer is Snoop Dogg.
Well, that's a crime.
Never won a Grammy.
How does Snoop not have one?
I'm telling you, this is a...
This is ridiculous.
This Grammy committee is awful.
I am downright hard.
Thank you, Bogey. Next.
Okay. All right, this is a multiple choice. Out of the next artists I mention, who has never won a Grammy? Nas, Busta Rhymes, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac. Which
Nas.
One has never won a Grammy?
I'll go Nas.
Nas, Biggie, Tupac, Busta Rhymes. Who's never won a Grammy?
I feel like it's a trick question. It's going to be someone you wouldn't expect. I'll say Biggie.
I'm going Nas because Busta probably won when he was on Kanye, and Kanye won.
God, you and I, my brother from another mother. Yes.
The answer is none of them have ever won a Grammy.
Then you know what? Then I'd like to say, on behalf of all hip hop fans, the Grammys blow.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What a trash event. How the hell? How could Biggie or Tupac not have won a Grammy?
I don't know.
What a trash bin event. This is why I don't watch it. Next.
What was the first hip hop album to win Album of the Year?
Can I have a year?
1999?
I think it'd be something with Jay-Z.
Fine, I'll go Jay-Z.
Now think, who would these old, stodgy, you know, a Grammy committee that they would lean more towards?
Beastie Boys.
No.
Hello, Nasty.
Yeah, but
that's
Run
a good
DMC
guess, though.
Album was huge.
That's a very good
and
guess.
And it was the time frame.
I'm thinking Run DMC something, because I think they had something late in the 90s they did.
Weren't they all dead by that point?
Yeah, but you know how they do special
albums.
The
answer is, the first hip-hop album to win Album of the Year was The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, please.
Wow, that's a great story.
That's R&B. This is ridiculous. Thank you, Evan Jenkins, joining the proceedings.
Okay. Maybe we'll get this one right.
Noted Roseville hip-hop historian.
Who won the first ever Grammy for Best Rap Performance?
Your mother. What year?
1989. No, I know the year.
89?
The first rap Grammy ever presented was given to who?
Wasn't it Will Smith?
Oh, I'm leaving if that's
anybody
the
case. Anybody
else? Will Smith?
I think it was Will Smith.
The answer is, you are correct.
In 89.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand.
Wait.
So
that clown has a Grammy, but the greatest MC ever, B.I.G., does not.
Exactly.
What kind of award show is this?
All right, you want another one?
Not really.
Who has more Grammys, Jay-Z or Beyonce?
Beyonce, because this award show sucks.
Yeah, Beyonce.
The answer is they are tied with 17 wins apiece.
So not only does he not make this multiple choice or give us any years, he now is in the business of tricking us.
I thought you said earlier at 21. Yeah. Wasn't that the guess earlier?
No, it's Kanye West.
Oh, that was Kanye.
Jesus.
Oh, I got you.
How about this? What band, not solo artists, what band has the most Grammy awards?
Nudies.
No.
The Beatles.
Rolling Stones.
Anybody else?
Oh, can I change mine?
Yes.
I want to change mine, David. And
I hate this game.
I hate it too. But I'm thinking about what boners are apparently giving Grammys out.
Yeah.
I will go with a band I hate, Grammy people.
Come on, give it to me.
Love.
Give it to me.
You too. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
That's the most bonerific band on the planet.
You have to think like a douche.
Yeah, you got to think like a total douche. Bono, such an activist. Give him the Grammy.
The term Grammy is short for what term? The word Grammy is short for what term?
The gramophone or something like
that's
that.
That's right, gramophone.
Wow.
Because look at the award they get. It's a gramophone.
Okay, thank you, Professor.
You want one more?
Patronize this enough. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the youngest person to ever receive a Grammy?
Michael Jackson.
Anybody?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Wasn't he like 11?
Sully and I are both guessing Stevie Wonder.
No, it would be at the age of 14, Leanne Rimes.
Oh, this award show is a crime against music.
This is a typical disgusting display by Rodman, Lambeer, and Isaiah Thomas.
I'm giving Johnny Most a Grammy.
Did you know that you're not allowed to sell a Grammy? or purchase.
That's
one.
Correct. Yeah, you can't pawn it or sell it on eBay. Like
oh, really?
That's right.
Yep.
That's too bad.
Hey, last one. Michael Jackson ties the record for most wins in one night with this artist. So Michael Jackson's tied for the most in one night with this artist.
What was that artist on the song?
Yeah, the guy who did the song.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
1999. The guy.
Space Jam?
Very big song that he did with Rob Thomas.
Oh, Santana?
Yeah.
Oh, Supernatural. Hey, look, they dug Santana up and he recorded an album with every popular artist. It's the truth.
Yeah, that was one of those like Clive Davis specials.
Yeah, he was, let's dig Santana up and pair him with everybody who's popular in 99.
So make sure you guys watch, Sunday, because all Mike's favorite guys are on there. Childish Gambino, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, all his favorites.
Oh, God almighty. God help us all. You're right. This is a show for Sully and his girlfriend. Thank you. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.